It's hard for a lot of people to get primary care these days, right? But if you're a vulnerable woman living on the downtown east side, those challenges also seem insurmountable. Getting vulnerable people connected to the healthcare system has always been a challenge and remains so. Why is it so important? Because it's the first step in helping them to move away from a high-risk lifestyle. Now there's a new way to help make that happen. We're going to learn all about it right now. Jasheel Athalia joins us now with the Women's Mobile Primary Care Program. She's the manager at the Vancouver Aboriginal Health Society. Jasheel, thank you so much for being here.
Hi, thank you, Simi, for having me.
Tell me about this mobile program. What's new about this?
So I think what's really different and unique about this specific program is that it is, it's primary care. It's not episodic care that we are focusing on. It's really trying to build that continuum of care, something that's long-term, sustainable, and something that, again, street-entrenched women can access as their primary care healthcare service. So that is really essentially the hope with this program, because we've seen through research and studies that having long-term access to healthcare, something that's ongoing and continued, does tend to improve, well, overall outcomes in terms of determinants of health. So that really is why this is different and unique, I think, to the Vancouver downtown east side area.
Right. So you're going to them to try to connect them rather than making them look for the resources.
Yes, and that's the thing. It's mobile, right? And that's the added thing where we're removing that barrier. It's really, it's meant to be accessible. We don't require a health card number. We don't require any appointments. Really, we're on site. If there's a need, we want to get that need met to the best of our ability.
Okay, and so how do you do that? What kind of reaction do you get from some of the women that you're talking to?
You know, it's varied. I've been in the working the downtown east side before. I mean, what I do know is that women have expressed that this is a need. Healthcare is a need. Accessing primary care services on an ongoing basis is a need. There's definitely a lot of excitement, definitely a lot of hope. But you know, like with anything, this is the start. So women are weary as well. Like they're like, will this really stay? Will this be long term? You know, those are definitely some of the questions on their minds, but we're hoping that this will be an ongoing thing for years to come in the downtown east side. That is the hope. We really hope to put out a successful program that meets women where they're at in the downtown east side.
So how often is this being used? Is it every day?
No, it's not going to be 5 days a week. What we're really aiming for is 3 days a week. We will have physicians, so we will have doctors, we'll have nurses, we have a social worker full-time for this program. And then, of course, the added piece that is also so important is that we have a cultural support outreach worker that is dedicated to this program. As we know, about 35% to 40% of the population in the downtown east side does consist of Indigenous peoples, and that cultural safety component and that cultural support component is really, really what makes this primary care service holistic for that specific population. But it is open to all self-identified women.
Interesting. All right, Jasheel, thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you so much. Take care.
You too. That is Jasheel Athalia, who is the Women's Mobile Primary Care Program Manager with the Vancouver Aboriginal Health Society.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.